Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Aleph. Kuf Samach Aleph. And we, Baruch Hashem, had this chus of starting yesterday, Perek Yad Pashut, the last Perek here in Baba Basra, the last Perek in Maseches Nezikin, as it's called. A couple of weeks and a half or so left to the Masechta, and then, Baruch Hashem, we get into Maseches Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, we'll start with Kuf Samach Amabez, where we left off a number of years ago. Heichen Edim Chosmin. A couple of lines up, about 10, 12 lines up from the bottom on Kuf Samach Amabez. Heichen Edim Chosmin. Where do the Edim sign on a get mekusher, as we saw at the maskana of the Gemara, even though we tried to figure out and see if it was based on psukim, the difference between the two types of shtaras, a get mekusher and a get pashut, we ended up saying la maskana that it was a din d'rabbanan. Midar raisa, there is a concept of a shtar. Right, there's a concept of a shtar written in the Torah. Right, a get is a din d'araisa, and pashtus is that other shtaras are also d'araisa. There is a Rambam that we mentioned in Hilchas Eidus that says maybe there is a type of shtar rayas d'rabanan, but a get, a shtar kinyan, is d'araisa. What about a shtar makusher? As we discussed yesterday, the two different types of shtaras, so that the Gemara ended up by saying is a din d'rabanan because Kohanim would get angry, and if Kohanim get angry and quickly divorce their wives, then they're stuck because they cannot retake their wives. The Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, even his own grusha, and that's why the Rabbanan created this type of shtar so that it would give time for the Kohen to calm down and not divorce his wife, misva daitaihu, and once they created it and allowed it by a get of a kohen, so too they allowed it by all shtaras, shelo tachlok, ben get l'shtar. There shouldn't be any fundamental differences between a get and other shtaros, so once we allow it by what we call a get, so too they would allow it by other shtaros as well. So here we go again. Heichan Edim Chosmin. So where do the Edim sign on this special shtar of get mekusher? By a get postured, by a regular document, we know. They sign on the bottom of the shtar at the end where the lines of the ikar part of the shtar finish. But where do the Edim sign on a get mekusher? As we know, it's unusual. You fold it, you leave space, you sew it together. Machlokes. Rav Huna Amar Bekesher Lekesher. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Achorei Haksav. Rav Huna says, every line that's blank that you fold on, so that's where they sign it. Bekesher Lekesher. And number two, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, no, you sign it Achorei Haksav on the back. You sign it on the back of the document, on the opposite side, u'kineged haksav mibachutz. Opposite the ksav, on the front side of the document, is the ksav of the shtar, and on the back is the signature of the edim. Where exactly it is, we'll see by the Shem soon. Omer Rabbi Rami Bar Chama l'Rav Chizda, Rami Bar Chama Ezra Chizda l'Rav Huna, Dar Mei Kesher l'Kesher, according to Rav Huna, who says you sign between each kesher, so, as we explained, the Havamina is Kasalka Daitin Ben Kesher Lekesher Migavoi. The Havamina is that you sign on the same side of the shtar where the writing is written, but just in between. In between on the blanks spaces. So says the Gemara, is that really true? Faha hahu makusher. But what about the story? There was a story of a certain makusher get. The Kasal Akabe Durebi Viyama Rebi Ains Man Bazet. Rebbe said that, where's the Zman? There's no date. You need a date in the shtar. When Rebbe had the shtar, he was looking for the date. He couldn't find it. He says, where's the date? Amar le Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe le Rebbe. So Rebbe told him, Shemi ein beik sharav muvla. Maybe it's between. Maybe it's on the blank parts in between that's folded and you can't see it. So therefore, that's what he answered Rebbe. Pal ye v'chaz ye. They opened the shtar, they untied the knots, and they saw, yeah, that's where it was. We saw the date was Muvla, it was in between. But one second, that's the story. So says the Gemara, Im Isa, if it's true that the Edim also sign on those in-between lines, so why was Rebbe only bothered by the fact that he didn't see the date? Why didn't he also say, where are the names of the Edim? Im Isa, Ein Zman Bazev, Ein Edim Bazev Miboyle. He should have been bothered by the fact that he didn't see the Edim either. If they're signed on the front part of the shtar in between would have been in the same place where the date was. So the Gemara says we misunderstood. Omar le mi savres bekesher lekesher mi gavoi lo. Be kesher le kesher me avroy. Really, both opinions agree by a gemma kusher that the signatures are on the outside of the document. The difference is whether it is opposite the writing or is opposite the blank sides. That is the difference. But they both agree on the outside. Right? As the Rashbam explains, v'nirin ha'edim bein charitzei haksharim. And you can see it in between the empty spaces of the ksharim, kid depreciates ben masisan, as I already explained in the Mishnah. Remember the Rashbam on the Mishnah explained exactly how the document works when the Rashbam explained the line in the Mishnah, Makushar Edav Me Achorav. Right, that was the Rashbam. So either way, they both agree on the outside. So he asked the Gemara, but wait a minute, Velechosh, according to Rav Huna, who he just explained, he signs on the back, right in between, Velechosh Dilma Ziyef, Vikasavai Deboy. Maybe there's a very easy way that somebody could fake Shtaris. According to Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Gemara is not asking. Why? Because Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says that the Edim sign on the Shtar opposite the bottom lines of the Shtar. So the Shtar is whatever, how many lines long. So opposite the last lines of the Shtar on the back, they sign. So how are you going to fake? What, you're going to sign, add on other things to the Shtar further down, but that's going to be lower than the Edim signatures. People are going to know. Dayanim are going to know that you added on lines. But here, according to you, Rav Huda, who says that you sign in between, so isn't that leaving open room for people to forge signatures? V'nechash Dilma Zayef, maybe they'll forge V'kasav my deboy, and they'll write whatever they want on the bottom of the Shtar, V'chasim Isadi, and then the Edim will sign. Well, they'll forge more signatures on the back, across from the lines which they added. So why are we worried about that? So the answer is, V'kasav Beis Shari V'kayim. No, because at the bottom of a Shtar, you write, as we know from Ksuba, Hakol Sharir V'kayim. Everything is straight and good. That's the last line. So if you write anything beyond that, then you'll know that those lines were added on. Because HaKol Shar V'Kayim is the last words of the Shtar. Says the Gemara, so why is that so hard? To fake. V'lechosh doma kasav mai deboi, v'adar kasav sharir v'kayim achrina. You'll write more lines, then you'll write it again, HaKol Shar V'Kayim. You'll have two HaKol Shar V'Kayims. So that wouldn't help. Answer, chad sharir v'kayim kasvinan. Shrei Shabir V'Kayim, lo kasvinan. No, we don't allow two Shabir V'Kayims. There's only one. If there's a second one, so then we'll know that there was something fishy happened here and there was a forgery, and they will know it. Asks the Ritva right here, what are we worried about? They might sign the ksav and add on lines to the ksav, but ask the Ritva, but don't we know, Tosfos in Daf Beis already talks about this, don't we have a Mesorah that there's only 12 lines in a get? Gematria get, right? So after all, so how do we add on any line? How are we choshesh for anything? V'yip Talmari asked the Ritva, heich yachal hosif alav, shar yesh b'minyan shitin shebeget yud b'shitos, k'minyan get, u'kamoshenangu. So the second that you try to add on, we're talking about get in our parak. We're talking about all staros, but at least get. So what are we nervous about? Right, there are 12 lines already, so if you add on any more than 12, then they'll know. V'yesh lomar, says the Ritva, diahu minag sofrim ukedemuchach begitin. That is a minag, but it's not an ikar halacha. You don't have to have that. V'yesh omrim, says the Ritva, dehacha bishtar shar shtaris kaiminan. Answer number one, it's only a minag, it's not a din li'ikuva. Answer number two, maybe the context here is not talking about get isha. We're talking about the other shtaros, which don't have any requirement for how many lines. V'yesharim dahacha b'shar shtaros kaiminan. Number two. Number three, v'yachirim omrim dafilu beget legufo shel get yesh minyan. Aval masha kosvin sham tanoim v'chayotzi bo eino min haminyan. Right, look through Maseches Gittin. All these cases of gerish and almanas. Amugureches li almanas, that you don't go to your father's house, that it rains tomorrow. All these cases. This is your get amanas that I don't come back in a month from now. So where are all those tanoim? Says the Ritva, the ikar part of the get, that's the 12 lines. But the additional information that we want to add on, that can be more than 12 lines. So therefore, we still have the worry. So three answers in the Ritva. What do you do about that case? The Ritva, by the way, also asks before we get to the other, once we have it open here, Hadarina the Kasvei Sharvakayam Klomar. That which the Gemara says in the next line of we write Akol Shiriv Kayom Shekain Tignu Chazal Lichtov Kain V'yem Lav Shehu Pasul. But if you don't write Akol Shiriv Kayom, it's Pasul. V'chein Adar Minan D'Trei Shiriv Kayom Lo Kazvinan Iker Shal Dvarim She'ein Ze El Bebekusher Bovad Shehu Tzrichu Al Karchach Lesakein Kain Kidei Shelo Yuchal Lehizdayef Lehosef Alav Oligra Bimenu. These rules of one having, you need to write Shar V'Kayim, and you cannot have two Shar V'Kayims, that's only by Get Mekusher, where we're nervous that there might be forgeries. Aval Beget Pashut, but by a regular Shtar, Lo Tiknu Mikol Zeklum. None of these rules apply. V'Alva B'Shein Shar V'Kayim. Oshie Shnei Shar V'Kayim, Emeka Klum, says the Ritva that doesn't matter. V'Chein HaMinag Liftov Shtei Pa'amim O'Shalosh, and if the Minag, we write a couple of Shar V'Kayims. And the next line of the Gemara, which we didn't do yet, about certain erasures that are going to be puzzled, that's also specifically by Bakushar, we have a higher standard of what certain items, certain halachos are. By Get Makushar, we are really more nervous than other cases. But either way, the Ritva in the first part talks about the Get being Yud Beis Shuros and the different deos about that. The Rama quotes this in Evan Ezer in Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Beis, whether we would allow a non-12 line get b'di'eved. He says Yesh Omrin De'ein Lach Shirim Ki Im B'Makam Igun. Some say we would only allow it if it's not 12 B'Makam Igun, in a place where maybe we were nervous that you wouldn't be able to get the get again. Shabam Meres Rechoka Ve'ein Shayres Mitzuros For who did nearly who did Lenin Sirtut. That's the Rama says we would allow it. If it wasn't 12, you know, only Makam Igun. That's really quoting the Rush in the Beis Yosef. If you look in the Darkei Moshe, let's start with the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe quotes here in Kuf Chaf Hei regarding this issue of 12. The Tur quotes V'noagin La'asosu Yud Beishitin. Right, just going back a little bit of history. The Menagos write a get 12 lines. Remez L'davar B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam Get Ole Yud Beis. Okay, nice gematria. That, again, not that that's where it comes from, but that's where it is alluded to. And the Beis Yosef here quotes the Smag and the Truma and the Mordechai and the Tosfos and the Rush, about this. But then he quotes the Chuvas Arush. But Chuvas Arush, Kla Yud Zayin, Kasav. Dinu, Shehei Beget Yud Beis Shuros, below Shura, Shel Chasima Se'edim. 12 lines, not including where the Edim sign their name. Vikasav, Vikuntrasim, Vyesha Mesartatim, Yud Gimel Shitos, and some say 13, including the Edim, says the Rosh and Tshuva, v'get she'enu misur tabiyud beishitin poslin ba'artzenu b'tzarfas. We posel it in where we are and in France. Ava b'makam igun, like the Rama quoted, shabam eres rechokav ein sheres b'tzuyas lavi acher lo yiti posel. But the Rashba writes in a Tshuva, he quotes here, va'ani lo matzasi be'echan mibeis ha'talmudim shum zechel azeklal. And the Rashba could say that nowhere in Shas Bavli or Yerushalmi do you get any sense that the get has to be a certain number of lines? It doesn't say anywhere in Shas. Adaraba, Shaninu, Alakol Kosvin. The Mishnah says the get, you can write a get on any material. Al-Alashalzai is on the leaf of an olive tree, says the Rashba. Are you getting 12 lines on the leaf of an olive tree? Stama de Milsa, Alashalzai is Eno Mechel Yud Beishitin. Right, so Pashtus, it's not Meikar Adin. Elisha Tov L'Chadchila Lifto Yud Beishitim L'Chush L'Masha Olam Noagin. It's the Minag, so because it's the Minag, that's what you should do. But the Rashba says, don't think that this is some Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, that it has to be 12 lines. It says nothing in Shas about it. Ubein Sheyechsemu Ba'osa Shita Sheyud Beish Nigbar Bo'aget O B'Shitim B'Vnei Atzma Milvada Yud Beishitim. Right, it's all okay. Okay, but either way, so Lamaisa, that's the minhag, and the Rama says, as Bakim Igun, you know, but the evidence will be okay, but other than that, why don't you try to follow the minhag? Vaiter, let's continue. Second to last line, says the Gemara of Aleichush. Back to the chashos of a get mekushar, if you have the edim on the back, so are you nervous that they're going to add on? So Aleichush, duma machik leid l'shar v'kayim, v'kos of my deboi, v'hadr kos of shar v'kayim. Right, what do we just say? Oh, don't worry about it. If there's Sharir V'Kayim and then more written and then another Sharir V'Kayim, that's going to be puzzle. You're only allowed to have one Sharir V'Kayim. So maybe he'll erase the first one and then you'll write more and then you'll write it again. So why aren't we worried about that? So Amar Ha'amar Yochanan Tzluya B'Kuyemes Kishera Machak Puzzle V'Yafal Pishem B'Kuyem. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan holds Tzluya. Sometimes we know if we're writing something and we forget a word. So what do we put a little arrow and we put the word on top of the line, right? To squeeze in a word. Right? That's in the old-fashioned writing. I guess the word in the generation of typing, you know, it's very hard for us to imagine this. But when we used to write, right, we used to put in a little word up on top of the whatever we're writing because we need to squeeze it in. So that's tluya. So Rabbi Yochanan says you can do that in a shtar as long as at the bottom of the shtar, when you write. By the signatures, you know, I added in such a word earlier in the document, and you're mekayim it, then you sign it. It's kind of like by a check. You sign your initials if there's something that's fixed on a check. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tluya mikuyemes kshera. So Rabbi Yochanan says, tluya, if something is hung, a hanging letter, mikuyemes, if it is mikuyem at the bottom of the shtar kshera, that's okay. That's what the Rashbam says, the last Rashbam on the Amud. Ta ha sofer vihigi, if a sofer made a mistake and he edited. Vitala teva oshtayim beishita lashita, and he added in a word, viacharkach kima besof ashtar, and he was makayimid, he verified at the end of the shtar, kamosha anukos vin teva plotis, debene chite shavir vakayam. So just like we add in words, so that's kosher, as long as you verify it at the end of the shtar. But, says the Gemara, machak pasul, if you erase something and you wrote something over, that's pasul v'yaf alpisha mekuyam. Even if you were mekayim it on the bottom of the shtar, it's still, we don't allow erasures, right? That's too much that if we would allow erasures, that would be too easy to falsify a shtar. Lo amru machak pasul abamakam shariv kayam. But the machak, the erasure, would only be pasul if it's in the place where you would have written shariv kayam, because that's what we think that might have been erased. Ukeshir shariv kayam, and the length of the erasure has to be as long as it would have been able to fit shariv kayam. If it's only one letter that's erased, then what could you have fit in that letter, right? So that we're not choshesh. But this issue of the shariv kayam, Rabbi Yochanan says, only if it's a wider erasure which could have fit shariv kayam. Okay, and again, as we said before, the Ritva says these are all requirements by a get makusher because we are very nervous there about things being forged. Says the Gemara. So that was all within Rav Huna. So now let's get to the other shita of Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says it's written on the back. It's written on the back. Where is it written on the back? It's written on the back opposite the end of the lines of the document. So says the Gemara. Ulu Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. It's written on the back, opposite the end of the shtar on the front. Why aren't we nervous that you'll write more lines on the front? Whatever he wants to add on, he will write. The Bach takes out the next few words. Maybe he'll just add on a couple of lines on the front of the shtar, and on the back of the shtar, he'll add on more Edom signing. He'll add on more names. So it'll still be opposite the end of the shtar. You have the real Edom up top, and he'll add on, and he'll say, you know what, I wanted to add on more Edoms. No, more Edom, the better, right? Right, that's what he would tell us. I not only have two Edom signed, I have four Edom signed on it. Right, that's even better. Right, why would I do that? Why would I want more Edom? What would be my impetus to besides I want to fake it, says the Rashbam right here, second wide line, Aninis Kavanti Lefarse Madavar Veher Besi Edim Harbe. I want to be Mefarsim, I want to add on even more Edim, and right, well, why is that bad? Right, why is that bad? I could even have more Edim, right? I'll be Shnaim Oshlosha Edim Yakum Davar, as we saw yesterday. So the more Edim, right? So therefore he says, another Abbas Edim, so why aren't we worried about that? That he's going to add on more lines to the document on the front, and for his betterment, obviously, for his benefit, and he's going to add on more Edim on the back. Lefarsim Milsa. We'll get back to that. But let's just continue first. So Amar Lei. So the answer is no. Mi Savris. Again, we misunderstood. Mi Savris, Edom Kisidron Chasimi. The Edom aren't signed in the normal way that we would sign on the back, meaning the content of the shtar on the front and the Edom sign in the same direction on the back. Edom, Mimata Lamala Chasimi. The Edom sign, Mimata Lamala. What does Mata Lamala mean? It means horizontally. Right on the front, the lines are vertical. But on the back, the Edom sign perpendicular to the writing on the front. And they start their signatures where the shtar ended, and then they go up. Mimata lamala. So therefore, you can't add on any more lines on the bottom because the earlier Edim, the beginning of their signatures, are up above. So therefore, that's how it's going to solve the problem. This is a third. The Rashbam here quotes this from the Yerushalmi. So this is now a third difference between the Get Mekusher and a Get Pashut. Right? We had on the beginning of the parak, we had the differences are where the Edom sign, Edom Mitocho or Mekusher is Edom Me'achorav, and also if you write each one on the opposite one, it is no good. And also, who has more signatures and who has more knots? Right. That was also what we discussed. So the various differences between a get shtah and a get mekusher and a get pashid. So the Rashbam here says this is another difference. If you look at the Rashbam in the middle of the wide lines, mimata lamala chasimi maschilin lachto me'achor kineged shita achrona zetachaseh v'hochin v'chosmin le'erko shel shtar, the long way going up v'mashtar kasuv. Arev, hey chosmin, shasi. Right, you always go perpendicular to the content of the star. V'chein mefurish begemaras eretz Yisrael. The Talmud Yerushalmi get pashid edav larachbo umakushar edav laerko. Right, that is an added difference. V'kivish avaschil nachtol kedeget shita achrona. And since you start the signatures from the bottom line, ein yachol lahosif od ulezayef od mitzad achay. You can't add on any. She'ein hashtar miskayim ela b'kedeget achasimos ulemalas. That's why you wouldn't be able to add on any of the additional signatures. Right, that is the suggestion that the Gemara says. That's why you can't add on anything at the bottom. Tosfos adds on in the Larabos Kaasina. I'm sorry, Milamata Lamala. Tosfos says, Yim Tomer, I have another question. Bein Laravuna, Bein Larav Yirmia. Masisa Diktani Meachora, Mefarish Tosha Chosin, Mekesh Lakesher. Ulidach Milamata Lamala, Amai Takinichi. Why wouldn't you have a simpler Takana? Instead of having all of these sign on the back, in between, and sign from where the document finishes, Elishu chasumin kulam tachashita achrona mibachutz v'lo yitztarech k'mochein l'rafuna tachlov shariv v'kayam. Why don't you just say that you could sign right at the bottom of the, right, without any space, right at the bottom of the document? What do you have to just, and then you'll know you can't add anything on. Why do you have to make the signatures on the back? Just write like a regular document. Sign on the bottom. You can't add anything on after the signatures of the Edim, and there's no space there. Says Tosfos, no, the takana was to make this document different. The Yesh Lomar, the koma sheyuchlu l'shanoso mipashut, hayu mishanim. Lafisha lo yu akol b'ki en la'asoso, da'adahachim miyas v'dayte. If you make it very different, like Edim on the back, and not everybody knows how to do it, then you have to go to a sofer. That's exactly the point. We want this document to take some time to allow the Kohanim to calm themselves down. So if you have the Edim on the regular place, right on the front or the bottom, that would be very quick. The more differences we make in halacha between a Get Mekusher and a Get Pashut, that's better. Because that's the point of the Get Mekusher, to be able to allow the Kohanim to calm down, and that is why we do it, even though it's not some of the ways of getting out of the forgery would not be needed. You would just be able to do it on the bottom of the front of the shtar. Okay, fine. Lefarseim milsa, this concept of lefarseim milsa. Here the case is where he's just saying it. I'm adding on witnesses so that I could publicize it. Obviously, presuming Nisa is a concept, and Lafarse Milsa we have elsewhere as well. By Chalitza in Yevamis, we have the concept of doing Chalitza in front of a number of people. Lafarse Milsa, right? We have the Gemara in Maseches Megillah and elsewhere that certain events we require or we strongly encourage a minyan for marriage. Right, do we need a minyan for marriage? We don't need a minyan for marriage. Maybe Sheva Bracha, some of the Sheva Brachas we need. But also the language of the Gemara there is Lav Orech Ara. Certain things shouldn't be done. It's not appropriate to be done with less than a certain amount of people. Well, less than a minyan. Right, in Chalitza, again, the Gemara says Lafarseim Milsa in Maseches Yevamis. Because certain things we want to publicize, certain events we want to publicize. Obviously, this is related, but not the same as the mitzvos of Pursumei Nisa. We know the three mitzvos we have of Pursumei Nisa. That, how do we know they're Pursumei Nisa? Because there's a bracha, a special bracha. Sha'as, the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, Chanukah, and Megillah, right, those have the bracha of Sha'as Anisim, or the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, which is a bracha of also a unique bracha to the Birchas Shevach related to the mitzvah, and those reflect to us that it is a mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa, and the point is also to do it Berovam, to do it in a way that others are able to see. The Avnei Nezer, we like to point out, writes about Hilchos Aneiros Chanukah. What the halacha is, they have to sell the shirt off your back in order to buy a Ner Chanukah. Now, to buy more than the Iker Mitzvah, Ner Shubeso. But you have to sell the shirt off your back. Why? Explains the Avnei Nezer. Because a mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa, it's result-oriented. Usually we say, if I don't have enough money to do a mitzvah, I'm a Mukhrach, I can't buy an Esrog. Okay, Ki'ilu Avin. Hashem can give me the credit. It's as if you did it. You wanted to do it, you couldn't do it, okay, I'll give you the credit. But if it's a result-oriented mitzvah, Yibikur Cholim, you know, I'm on my way, and there was traffic, I never got to the hospital. So I get the mitzvah. I didn't make the person feel better. Right? So Hashem's not going to fault me, but it's very hard to say that I'm going to get the credit for the mitzvah if it's a mitzvah that has a result-oriented. Right? Mitzvahs ben adam al-chaveiro are generally result-oriented. But also, mitzvahs of Pirsume Nisa. You have to sell the shirt off your back. You don't have the pturim of maximum amounts of money that I have to spend on a mitzvah saseh. You don't have those by the mitzvahs of Pirsume Nisa because it's all about the result achieved. And that is why I wouldn't be able to have the patur and say, you know what, I'll get the credit. I'll get the credit anyways. Those are mitzvahs of Pirsume Nisa because it's the result of being mefarsim. So here, that's what he wanted to do. He says, lafarsim adavar, I'm trying to be mefarsim. And that's why I added the Edom. But either way, the Gemara says, we're not worried about that because the Edom sign sideways, horizontally. Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'lechosh. Dilma Misram Yere Usei Beshita Achrona. Maybe there was something on the bottom line that he wasn't happy about. Or one of them, right? There was a Reyes in the last line. The guy is Le Beshita Achrona. And then they cut out the last line of the document. What does that mean? Isn't that going to cut the Edom's names also? No problem. The guy is Le Ruvein Bahadei Omiskasher Beben Yaakov Eid. What does it say horizontally? Ruvein Ben Yaakov Eid. That's what it says. So if you cut the bottom line, maybe there was something on the bottom line, you cut it out, and you cut out Ruvein. So it says Ben Yaakov Eid, that's okay. Ben Yaakov Eid is good enough as a signature. It's not, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, Ben Ish Ploni Eid Kosher. That's good enough. Right? So why aren't we nervous that maybe somebody will cut the bottom line? Answer, Dichsiv Ruvein Ben Bechadara. Ruvain Ben are squeezed in together on one line. And therefore, you're not going to have Ben Yaakov Eid. If you cut out the bottom line, you're going to cut out Ruvain Ben. And what are you going to be left with? Yaakov Eid. So the Gemara says, for Yaakov Eid Ilave. Yaakov Eid is above. So the Gemara says, so why is that bad? That's also okay. V'tlechash doma gayiz leila Ruvain Ben. Umiskasher b'Yaakov Eid? Ditznan. Ish ploni Eid kasher. That also would be okay. If somebody writes that in a document, just writing his name, not his father's name, it says Yaakov Eid. Answer, Deloksiv Eid. The case is, you're right. By a Get Makusher, the Gemara is suggesting, you don't write the word Eid because of this worry. You don't write the word Eid. You have to write the name, and therefore, even if the earlier name is cut out, Ruvein Ben, it just says Yaakov. Doesn't say Eid. And that's why we would know, if it doesn't say Eid, that there is a problem here. We'll get back to that. Let's just see the second answer. V'bayis Ema, la'olam, the cause of Eid, or maybe Eid is written there. And di'adinan ba, taha chasimus yadei, lav di'akofu. Eid is written, but we know there's no other person. This person is not Yaakov. Right? We know this person is Ruvein. The Rashbam says, interesting line in the Rashbam. See the Rashbam? Look at the top line. Ein bazeh hamalchus shum adam sheshvo Yaakov sheftof kaf. We know there's nobody in the whole country that's name is Yaakov. So that's why we know this is a forgery. Ritva finds that very hard to believe. You know, in the whole country, we know there's nobody else that has that name. Says the Ritva. Let me just try to find it. V'dilma. I skipped the line. Says he quotes the Rashbam. There's nobody in the country that has that. And he says, you know, I'm not going to read it, but he just says it's impossible. So he gives a different shot. It just means that we know that this person's name is not is not Yaakov. Okay, a couple of points. The Ritva does say here, even if there's a psul, here's the line that I wanted to read, says the Ritva, Va'omori neiro laman mikan, she'im haya kasuv bishum shtar. What did our Gemara say? If a person writes his name, Ruvain ben Yaakov Aid, let's say Ruvain ben gets ripped out, then Yaakov Aid is also okay, theoretically, right? Or ben Yaakov Aid is okay, even though part of the name has been ripped out. Says the Ritva, the name of his Rebbe, She'im haya kasuv bishum shtar, Ploni ben Ploni Aid. Says in the shtar, U'miskayim ben Ploni Aid. Afalpi she'ein shmo miskayim kasher. Says the Ritva, the name of his Rebbe, if you have a name signed in a witness, and we're makayim, we verify part of the name, but not all the name, that's okay. As long as the part that we verified would be able to stand on its own, that's okay. Ruvain ben Yaakov Eid, if we can bring Dukim Shtaris on the ben Yaakov Eid part, that's good enough. Because what do you see from here? You can have the name half ripped out. So what, not verifying it is any worse than having it ripped out? V'chein, im miskayim ploni ben ploni, af al pi shalon iskayim eid. O, shalon iskayim achani chaso, kosher, klolo shal davar, kol shema akev b'chasima, tzarech lehiskayim. V'she'enu ma'akev b'chasima, ein tzarech lehiskayim. The Ritva says, all we have to do is to verify whatever is needed on a bidyevid level, the minimum amount of a name, and that would be good enough. The Truma Sadeshen has a tshuva where he discusses a case that Halakha L'maisa came up. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch also. So Truma Sadeshen says as follows, in Reish Chaf Ches. Ruvain ben Yaakov, Baal Lachton beget Isha. Ruvain ben Yaakov was an aide on a get. Ukisharatza Lachtov Yaakov, when he wanted to write Yaakov, Ta'a. He made a mistake. Made a mistake. Sometimes we go to weddings, you know, and the aide didn't have to be very careful. I was once at a wedding where there was this huge, fancy, amazing ksuba, and one of the aides messed up his name. And they had to use a different ksuba, and, you know, all the gorgeous one, you know, was, I don't know what happened, but they had to use another ksuba. That's why a Masada Kedushin always has to have extra ksubas with him. But anyway, the Truma Sadeshen says, in this case, by the get, he wanted to write Yaakov, his name was Ruvain ben Yaakov, and instead of writing the ayin for Yaakov, he started writing a shin, by mistake. Yud shin. And they caught it. They said, no, not a shin. Before he wrote the next letter, kuf, they caught it. What did he do? Azmachak rosha smala shelashin. So he erased the left leg of the shin, and what was left? An ayin. An ayin, if you take away the left leg of the shin, so then an ayin is left. Achanasa ayin. And then he continued writing his name. V'gamar chasimaso Ruvain ben Yaakov eid. V'nasan oso geli isha legerishin. That was the case. And they came to me afterwards, says the Truma Sadeshen. Yesh lahachshiro b'dievet alo. Is that okay? He wrote the wrong letter, and then he erased part of it, like chok tochos, as we might say. He didn't write the letter, he erased the back. So, what's the halacha? And he already gave the get. So Tshuva, says the Truma Sadeshen in this three-page Tshuva, yira diyesh panim harbe lahatir b'dievet. He says, I think it's mutter for various reasons. Part of it is what he says right here, like the Ritva says. Even without the word Yaakov, the get would be a good get, right? Even just writing his first name, right? So that would be good. So, among other reasons. I had a similar case, he writes, one of my friends was Masada Raget, and this was the case that they came to me. He should have written Ben Moshe, and by mistake he skipped the word Ben, and he started writing Moshe. And he wrote the right side of the mem. Umasha Bakomas Kazen, and after he wrote the mem, he wrote the right side of the mem, and it looked like a nun. And then he wanted to write mem, but then they said, no! Your name, no, you have to write Ben! And he was Nishmat, and he was so nervous, he dropped the kulmus. He dropped the quill, and there was a splotch on the get, and they waited till it dried, and then they erased it, and then made the nun into a base, right? They extended the nun that he had written. He was trying to write mem, and he wrote nun at the beginning of the mem, v'az hosif, v'osit suravasa beis gemura, v'gamar chasimaso ben Moshe ein. V'ichsharti aget, ha'u b'di eved. And I was mafshir that get ki kvar nitan v'gam hamagari shaya mumar v'nosan aget ksasai de isui. You know, you don't want to get into it again. Vaya liro ulai lo haya chozer v'nosin acher v'nasadi kama panam lahatir. And he quotes a lot of the reasons. But again, by a get, we're be very medactic exactly what the case is. But that's the Rama, the Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin here in Reish Chav Ches discusses similarly what the Ritva quoted, as long as part of it is okay. And the Rama quotes that in Kuf Lamed Sif Yud Aleph, the Rama quotes that Bidi'eved in cases where we would need it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch first says. Kishakosi ma'ed tzorach lichtov shmo v'shem aviv kigon Yosef ben Yaakov aid kasav Yosef aid or ben Yaakov aid or Yosef ben Yaakov lachasav aid kasher. In all the cases Bidi'eved by get, we say it is kasher. Maybe it's only kasher by get and not by others, but that is the Rama. One final point, and then we'll move on. Rabbi Elchanan here in Tav Kuf Pei Tes. Rabbi Elchanan says, "Muchach im Chosem Ruvein ben Yaakov Eid v'sofa Chasima ben Yaakov Eid hayishalo lishma kasher." So says Rabbi Elchanan, similar to what the Ritva said. What? Not that if you were not mekayim the entire signature, but what if it was written shalo lishma? Get us to be written lishma. What if the aid wrote Yaakov Ruvein lishma, but Ben Yaakov didn't write lishma? Says the Rabbi Chanan, it's kasher. Kiva chetevas Ruvein hu lishma. As long as you have the minimum amount of the signature lishma, that would be good enough. Says the Rabbi Chanan, v'kasha tovu Ruvein levalo nishma chasima v'lo hay lishma rak chasia chasima. Right, but Ruvein is not good enough. V'tzarech lomar lamdus. When a person writes Ruvein aid, is that all considered the signature? Says Rabbi Chanan, no. Ruvein is the signature. The added part is just to be megale which Ruvein we're talking about. But really, the conceptually, if we would know, only Ruvein is the name. V'tzarech lomar da hachasima hi Ruvein uben Yaakov urak legalos mi hu Ruvein v'zein tzarech lishma. Okay, zeh kasev v'tshuvas arash. Right, only even if you need something to identify, but still, if it's not the ikker, it doesn't require lishma. That's a fascinating question. Once we have every signature, what part of the signature is the ikker part of the signature? What part of the signature is just added on for lishma? The Rambam also discusses this in Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam discusses in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. He says, he quotes the Nusach HaGet. The Nusach HaGet, and he quotes Bekach B'Shabbes, Bekach B'Chali Reach Ploni, but at the end, which is the important part for us, V'ha'edim Chos Ben Lamata, Kamosha B'Yarnu, Ploni Ben Ploni Aid, Ploni Ben Ploni Aid. The last few words there are in parentheses. And that's where the Kesa Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah here discuss whether you actually need that. Says the Kesa Mishnah, L'Rav Chadimilsa Kasav Kein, She'ein Tzarech Lichtov Aid, Elokesh She'eino Maskir Shem Aviv. El Shmo Bilvad. Osha Maskir Shem Aviv Elo Shmo. If you only write his name or his father's name, that's when you need aid at the end. But if you have his name and his father's name, you don't need aid. Just L'Rafcha Demilsa. Kishachasam Shmo V'Shem Aviv Afim Lo Kasav Aid Kasher. And that's the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin on Daf Pesayim. There's a lot of discussion here about the signatures by a get. Again, L'Chadchila, we have it in full, but the Evid, if you leave some out, it is okay. Viter, let's continue. Says, so we have the two answers. Two answers. Why aren't we worried that he's going to cut off the name and be machsher with Yaakov aid? And he might rip off something significant on the front of the star. So, two answers. Either the word aid is not written in the Get Mekushar, or it is written, but we know there's no other Yaakov here. And therefore, it would be okay. Says the Gemara now, V'dilma bishmei da'avu achasam. But what do you mean? Maybe he signed his father's name. You're right. He's not Yaakov. But maybe we should be machshir this because he signed his father's name. Answer, Lo shavik inish shmeidi day v'chasem ishmei davua. A person wouldn't write his father's name as his own signature. Wouldn't do it. He wouldn't leave over his own name and write his father's name. Partially, maybe also because, the Mepharshim explain, because are you allowed to write your father's name? Are you allowed to say your father's name? Maybe there's a big difference between the two, right? The Amshal Shlomo discusses this in Kiddushin in the end of the first parak, as we know that's where all the kibud of the aim sugs are. The Amshal Shlomo discusses, as we discussed in the past, the Shulchan Aruch also discusses this. saying one's father's name. Is one allowed to say call one's father by his name? Of course not. What about calling my friend who has my father's name? Let's say my father's name was Moshe, and I have a friend named Moshe. Right? This is one of the pshatim of the Rishonim about Abaya. Right? Abaya was called Abaya. Abaya was his nickname, Pashtus. His real name was Nachmeni. What was the problem? That Abaya was an orphan. He grew up in the house of Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Rabba Bar Nachmeni, so how was he going to call his friend Abaya by his name Nachmeni? Right, if his father's name was Nachmeni. So that's why they gave him the name Abaya. Either because Abaya is Av Hashem, Yud Yud is Hashem's name, or based on the Pasuk in Navi, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, right, the Rashi Tevas Abaya, Hashem takes care of the orphans. So one of those two pshat, and that's where the name Abaya came from. But because he didn't want to call him by his friend, by his father's name, Nachmeni, the Shulchan Aruch those discusses, and the Mefarshim on the bottom, the Pesachei Tshuva there, based on this Yamshal Shlomo in Kiddushin, in Perak Aleph, Simen Samachay, maybe there's a difference between whether my father's name is a common name or not. If my father's in the room, I shouldn't call my friend by my father's name, even if, no matter what the name is. If my father's name is Moshe, and my father's in the room, and my friend's name is Moshe, maybe I should call him by his last name at that point. But if my father's not around, so the Yamshal Shlomo explains, if it's a common name, so then there shouldn't be any problem. No, it's a common name, it's Moshe. If it's an unusual name, so then we would say that, you know, maybe you shouldn't call your friend by that unusual name, because maybe people will think that you're calling your father. Okay, various details. But the Yamshal Shlomo there, we've discussed this in the past, but we don't usually mention this point, has a fascinating discussion about that chilek, and then he says, what did Bnei Yisrael call Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert? Did they call him Moshe? The Rebbe Muvak, right? Same types of halachas. So he quotes, let me just find out where it starts. He says, Avo Rabo Becholin, you know, so Asker Bishmo. Afilu Bishmo Yishem She'eno Peli. Your Rebbe, you can't mention his name, even if it's not an unusual name. Veha Kruxiv, Adoni Moshe Klaim. It's Dafka with the title of Adoni. Va'od, Ba'oso Ha'ez, Efshar Zesh Shem Shel Moshe Shem Peli. It could be that in the days of the desert, Moshe wasn't a common name. It was a unique name. Nobody had it. Shalaya Matsui. Kihuaya Nikra Moshe Al Shem Hayor. Kiminamai Hamaya Mishisiyu. Maybe it wasn't a common name. Fayatsarik Lomar. Hecha de Mishane Ksas Lakovid Shari Laskir Bishmo. If you're Mishane a little bit to give covet to your father, then it's okay. Kihuaya Omer Adoni Moshe Klaim. Right, you said the title, my master. Vyefshar Shahaolama Yikarnoso Moshe Ben Amram Lachud. O Moshe Rabbeinu. Vahuaya Omer Adoni Moshe. Klomar Shumishar So. Vitalmido. Then he continues other suggestions. V'chulu Moshe Rabbeinu v'chein nira ikker. And then he quotes, if you give kavod, so then it's not a problem, right? Throughout the Torah always quotes his father, right? He quotes his father, the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher. Or he quotes his Rebbe, right? Or the Rush quotes his Rebbe, the Maharami Borenberg. And he quotes him, Rabbeinu Meir. He quotes Rabbeinu Meir. That's his Rebbe. How can we call him by his name? Because he gives him the title of Rabbeinu. Me'achar shahayu lo, efshar sharei chachamim shahayu rabosav, hutzroch laskiro, umashamar Rabbeinu Meir, kilu mishane shmo, l'kavid. Right, and that's what we have, other examples of this, as well. Right, we know the Rambam, also sometimes, actually, we'll get to the Rambam in a second. But either way, this is a suggestion. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva about this, written to his son. That's very interesting. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about giving kavod to your father, written back to his son, Rav David Feinstein, in Kuf Lamed Gimel. Yoredeya Aleph Kuf Lamed Gimel talks about mentioning one's father's name with a title. So says Rav Moshe, Gamnir Laniyaz Daiti, an added point, Dial Ksiva Leka Isser. Add a point that we didn't have yet. Writing is different than saying. Everybody who signs a document writes their name, Ben, their father's name, without any titles. Bimaya Isser Gam Ksiva Lahasker Shem Aviv Eich Tiknu Lachdom came. Vigam Chazinan Gedoli Olam Chasmu Atzman Bishmo V'Shem Aviv Keharambam Shekasa Bekama Makomos Ani Moshe Ben Maimon wrote his father's name. Without any titles. So says Rav Moshe, maybe there's no problem by Ksiva. V'yav chasimas harash, b'tshuvosav, Asher ben Yechiel, v'chasimas maharami Ruenberg, Meir ben Rabbi Baruch, haribah mirai asur zelam arshal. V'yin lomar, shekaz of Moshe ben Maimon, shekaz of Shaychos v'akesha shemimenu la'aviv, like a iser. Maybe if he just, maybe the issue isn't writing, but it's because he's writing his own name. Da'a Ksiva ani Moshe ben Maimon al sefer b'tchilaso, hu ka'omar shei ramim, sha'asur, v'chulun, he continues, but either way, This is part of the line here that a person wouldn't sign their father's name instead of their name. So therefore, Yaakov wouldn't be good. Says the Gemara, "V'dilma simana ba'al mahud shavyeh." Maybe he's just using his father's name as a, not to be his father, but just as a simon. As we know, there are many symbols that people use, that Amoraim use, right? We had this Gemara back in Gittin, to Rav Sayer Kavra. Whenever Rav signed his name, he drew a picture of a fish. Rav Chanin et Sayer Charusa, he drew a picture of a branch of a palm tree. Rav Chizda Samach, Rav Oshia Ayin, Rav Baravuna Makusa, he drew the mast of a ship. So what, is this word Yaakov any worse than any symbol? So maybe it should be kosher. Because maybe this, even though there's no other, it doesn't say aid on it, maybe we should be machsher it. Answer, lo chasev inish lo shavi lo shmei davu asimana. A person wouldn't use his father's name as his simon. You might use a symbol, a picture, but you're not going to use your father's name as a simon, right? That's inappropriate. It's interesting though that if you think about the Gemara keeps saying, maybe he used it, maybe he used his father's name, and therefore we should be machshir the shtar. What do you see from here? Says Rav Elchanan in the next piece, in Tav Kuf Pei, you see from here, what if there's a suffix whether a shtar is kosher or not? Here we're trying to suggest, maybe it's kosher, maybe this is what happened. Says Rav Elchanan, right here, Umevuar, Dela Olam Tolom Ahachshir Ashtar, Afilo Aydei Suffik, Shel Tzad Rachok. Right, who says he uses his father's name? But the Gemara's Havamin is that maybe he uses his father's name, and we should be Machshir it, even though it's Achshash Rachok, if we don't have any other problems with this Shtar. But there's a good chance that this Shtar belongs to this person, we're going to be Machshir it. Right, that is what Rav Elchanan says here. Right, the shtar, we don't have choshes that it's mezuyaf. We know everything is okay. So we're just wondering whether this belongs to this person. We will be masherit. Says the Chashuk Yechemet here, the following case. Listen to this case. Says the Chashuk Yechemet here. Sheila, Maisa Shahaya, there were two partners in a factory, and they needed a loan. So the two partners borrowed a loan, and there was a shtar that says that the two partners borrowed, and each of them owed the malveh. So what happened? Everybody died. The malveh, the two partners, and now the yoresh of the malveh comes and wants to collect from the yarshim of the people who borrowed. The problem is, one of the people who borrowed died in the Shoah in World War II, and he has no yarshim. And now there are yarshim of the second borrower. That's the only people that are left. The Hinei Bishtar Kasav, in the Shtar it says, Faival and Shimon Ba'alei Mifal Lavo Meruvain. Shaival and Shimon borrowed. And the Yarshim now say, right, Shimon died, and these are the Yarshim of Faival, but they say, our father's name is Pinchas, not Faival. I don't know what you're talking about. Vitan Ruvain, no, before the war he was called Faival, and now maybe he's called Pinchas. And they say, no, prove it, that's the case. So, Bahari Dvarma for some, Shaharbi Anashim, Hechlifu Shemosehan. Many people changed their names during the war. Ki Avru Gvulos, Vechadome. And now the Shaila is, Hayim Chayavin Lashalim Zachov, Al Smach Svar Azu, Oshema Mikivan Chainze, Borer Bemeya Achuz, E. F. Shalah Hosimim Kesef. That's the Shaila. So, he quotes, Arab Al Khanan. The Gemara, but what does Rav Elchanan say? If there's a very good chance that this is them, so you're going to be machshir it. Mevor midivrei Yaakov et she'irim. Shekolzman she'in reyasa beguf hashtar, anu tolo machshir as hashtar afilu b'tzad rachok. V'im kein b'inyanenu. Sheborer. They agree that their father was the partner of Shimon. They agree to that. V'ein kan reyasa be'etzem ha'alva. Ela she'in mashem kishmo achshav. Im kein yesh makom. At least lefnim mishuras adim to pay. Maybe it's even meikar adin. But either way, I think that the yarshim should have to pay here. I don't think faival to Pinchas is a way for them to get out of the chiyuv. Okay. Period. One more line. Marzutra goes back to the original problem. What was your problem? That you're worried that there's going to be forgeries. That's why you have to write it sideways. Lamalacha kulehai. Why do you say that? Kol mikushar shein edav kalam b'shita achas pasol. Says Marzutra, all the Edim, every one of the Edim signed sideways from the bottom to the top. And therefore, you'll know if you cut off a part of the bottom. So what's left? Ben Reuven, Ben Yaakov is left, but then all of them will be left. Ben Yaakov, you'll be cutting off all the first names. So Bezin will already have a red flag. It'll be a red flag. Why are all these names, no one has their first names? They only have Ben Yaakov. If they see two or three signatures like that, they will realize it's Mekushar, so at least three signatures, they'll realize that something's fishy, and they'll know that part of it was cut off. So says Marzutra, we're not nervous because, you know, you'll be able to tell that it is a puzzle. Okay, we'll stop by Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Hashem. We'll continue next time with Kuf Samach Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.